Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. For more than 10 years, workers at T-Mobile, a giant telecommunications company in the United States, have been trying to exercise their right to vote on whether or not to have a union. The company has reacted with a viciously anti-union campaign. What's different about this particular situation is that T-Mobile is owned 100% by a company in Germany, Deutsche Telekom, which has a unionized staff and works well enough with its union. But when it works in America, Deutsche Telekom becomes one of the most anti-union companies operating in the U.S. This has led to a unique partnership between two unions, one in the United States and one in Germany. Working together to help unionize T-Mobile's 20,000 workers is the Communication Workers of America, the CWA, and Verdi in Germany. These two labor organizations have formed a trade union called, appropriately enough, TU, to represent the T-Mobile workers. In partnership with the CWA and Verdi, Radio Labor will be running a special series over the next few weeks. In this first installment, T-Mobile workers talk about the stress and health problems they face working in T-Mobile call centers.
I work in the call center in Richmond, Virginia, and I really think that people there come to work dreading what's going to happen that day. They really don't know if they're going to have their jobs at the end of the day or if they're going to lose their good standing, lose their chance of getting a new raise.
In reality, it's really stressful because let me give you a little background. There's constant noise. There's a PA system, public address system with music. Then each pod, 12 people talking and music and yelling, "Get off that call!" We have that going on, so it is pretty stressful.
The anxiety was just so high that I get up in the mornings and I want to throw up because I couldn't function anymore.
I can tell you it affects you physically as well as emotionally. Most of the people I know, including myself, who've worked there a long time, suffer from, you know, stress, anxiety. All of us have physical problems.
We have a lot of people that have FMLA or leave of absence approval because we're stressed out. We have to be on, I'm on high blood pressure medicine. I can 100% speak for myself from that perspective. We have some people having anxiety attacks just from the stress of trying to live within the parameters that we're being forced to live in. We shouldn't live in tyranny. We should actually be able to live in a harmonious environment. We want to be able to assist our customers. But we've got people having to take off of work. Some people are being, there's a time when you didn't go 1 week without the paramedics coming into the call center because somebody's being taken out on a stretcher, stressed out. This realistically has happened. Now, we don't want to see that happen. We don't want to live under those work conditions. But with the economy being as it is, people are too afraid to stand up and say something.